Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of August 2017, and this is the 629th Moll Out Loud podcast. The 1st of August is the Swiss National Day. I'm not really given very much to national days, but I have this very clear memory when we first moved to Switzerland of a bonfire on a big hill and us walking up to it in the dark with paper lanterns on sticks, and it was quite magical. Anyway, my niece last year for my birthday sent me one of these paper lanterns, and I haven't used it yet, and tonight I've got the writer's cave, so I thought I might put the lantern out to help them down my dark drive. So that's going to be the extent of my celebrations. I'm not going to be doing anything else. No fondues tonight. I'm just walking down Blackwood Avenue, which is the short little road between the cafe and my house. I've been doing a little bit of structural work on the novel at the cafe. I didn't really get very far, but I just wanted to touch base with it today. Yesterday, I wasn't able to work on the novel at all, and tonight I'm going to be working on the scene with the writer's cave. I just wanted to touch base with the structure, which I've just done. It's an odd day today. It was really beautiful this morning, very cold, and now it's black and cloudy, and I guess it's been a bit like that all week, this sort of mixture of clear blue and sudden darker clouds. I'm rather glad I didn't get my washing out tonight. Today, rather, because I suspect it's going to rain. I think it is going to rain. Today, although I sound as if I've done a few things, has been quite a slow one. I needed to sleep for a couple of hours over lunch. I think, although I did make it down to Qigong, and it did feel really good. I went from having a completely numb head to being able to feel it again. But then I also had bell ringing, and really that was that was enough for the week, I think. Never mind. It was a good session. And now I'm just coming up my steps. And of course, on Tuesdays, I suddenly see my house as I think others will see it. Suddenly, where none appeared to be there before, there are cobwebs everywhere. And the other thing that's happened, I know, I thought I hadn't got a key. So I think what I need to do is now take a quick survey of my house and see what's most important to do to make it respectable. Well, not respectable exactly, but not dire anyway. Before they come, and I need to heat it properly so that we don't... I've got the two people coming today. One is felt the cold last time, so I'm really going to make sure I've got the place well warmed up. I also want to do that before they arrive, because last time the writer who came had a very powerful laptop that kept fusing my lights, and even when we tried to work without the without any heating or any lights, it still kept fusing. So I'm hoping he's going to turn up with a fully charged computer, or else be happy to use a less hungry one. I know my electricity isn't very sophisticated, but it is adequate usually. So yes, we could see what little dramas await us tonight. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be really nice to have them here. And it is going to motivate me into a quick tidy and smarten up. I do hope that you've had a good idea. I hope you've had lots of good ideas. And I hope you've had a good day too. I hope you do have a good day ahead. And that you've been able to be engaged with the things that are most important to you, that you enjoy what you're doing. And if you haven't got the energy to work on them, that you can imagine them, that you can think about them, and just take a few moments to think about what's most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening again today. It's a bit of a short podcast because I've noticed my battery is on about 4%. And so it nevertheless comes with many, many greetings. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.